What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, Huggy, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyce.
Huggy Lowdown.
Silver Wilk.
Hey, Hug.
And the Democrat who lie like a Republican, J. Anthony Brown.
Whatever, Hug.
Tom Silver J., I don't know what's higher, these gas prices or Dwayne Wade's Mongo Slay Capri pants. I heard you guys mention his outfit yesterday, but I had no idea. His pants look like they do karate. Holy Kirk Franklin, Batman. Those pants were so young, they looked like they had a curfew. Even Richard Simmons said they were too short. I think they need to reinforce the dress code in the NBA, Jay. Well, you know they didn't find that blazing pants on Match.com because they didn't hit it off. Hell, Gabrielle, no. I know we're halfway through the week, but those half pants have already made my list.
I know that's right.
Ain't that right, Jay? I woke up in a new Bugatti. Can't wait till you wake up on Friday. Get the laugh. And just when you thought you heard it all, a story come out that make you say, what the fuck?
Oh, no.
Y'all hear the story about this Floridian woman who allegedly stabbed her boyfriend after he farted in her face? Now, fellas, females are finally fed up with our flatulence. Talk about fart and the furious. Well, the farter, Willie Butler, cut the cheese in front of the fartee, Deborah Ann Burns' face. While she was watching TV, gave his girl the old gas face. You know, the old Iroka smoker choker. So Deborah Ann Burns stepped to Willie Butler like apologize for that poot with your funky ass. That's when Willie Butler told Deborah Ann Burns, shut up! That's when Deborah Ann Burns grabbed the knife and threw it at Willie. Bingo in the belly. Stabbing him in the stomach. Who knows? Fellas, let this be a lesson. If you pass gas in your girl's face, you can't tell her to shut up afterwards. It's either one or the other. Willie Butler got to be the only brother who actually got shanked for doing what we've been doing for years, fellas. I got to put him on my list. May 23rd to 26th, Jacksonville, Florida, at the Comedy Zone with my homie Chris Paul.